It's the Morning X this week, powered by Expert Electronics.
Let's take a look at some coronavirus insanity, shall we? These are crazy coronavirus stories from around the world. Let's start with this one. The highest paid legal prostitute in the United States, Alice Little. She's from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada. They used to have an HBO show about that called Cat House or something like that. Well, she sued the Nevada state government for shutting down the brothels in March and keeping them closed as basically everything else opened. Before the pandemic, she was making $1 million a year, so I'm sure that that's why she's angry. I'd be missing my $1 million, too. A couple in the UK who bumped their wedding from July to this weekend have had to bump their wedding again because the venue they booked is going to be used as a vaccine distribution site. A doctor in Oregon spoke up at a rally of President Trump supporters last month and bragged about he and his staff never wear masks. And now the state medical board has suspended his license. Yeah, maybe don't brag about that kind of thing in public. This is the one time that you're required to wear a mask to a bank and criminals still screw it up. Police in Mississippi are looking for a guy who pulled down his face mask while he was robbing a bank. And I'm pretty sure that that was one of our Tool of the Day stories. So, yep, dumbass. And finally, a 48-year-old man from Italy broke the country's lockdown when he needed some space after he got in a fight with his wife. It's like, you know what? Screw the law. I'm going for a walk. He hiked for a week with no supplies. The cops found him 280 miles away from his house. Could you imagine being so pissed at your wife that you're like, you know what? I need to get 300 miles away from you right now. His wife had to drive across the country to get him. And when she got there, the cops made her pay his $480 fine for violating coronavirus restrictions. And that is your daily dose of coronavirus insanity.
It's Kev.
Excellent!
On 104.9.
That's incredible!
The Morning X.
Wally, it is mail at footballabsurdity.com. Welcome to the show, first of all. Bears lose 34-30 after blowing a 30-20 lead in the fourth quarter with the Lions, and we have to talk about it as much as we may not want to. What is your initial takeaway, first of all?
I'll put it very simply. I told you. When the Bears were up by 10 points in the fourth quarter, I laid down a $1 bet paying 15-1 odds that the Lions would win. So I never believed in the Bears.
So you're saying...
If you were dumb enough to believe in the Bears, that's on you. I think I've said it many times over the week. Hope is a lie.
But I don't know if it was necessarily dumb to believe in the Bears against the Lions. They got a really good record against the Lions, especially under Matt Nagy. There was no reason not to think they could have won that game. But as always, they're a good team that doesn't win.
I legitimately thought they could win that game because they are the Lions. But also, I think the problem with that logic is that, yeah, you're like, oh, you know, we can beat the Lions. The Bears aren't much better than the Lions. In fact, they have the same record now. So maybe we need to, like, understand where we are. Oh. We are the Lions.
That's right. This year we are the Lions, that's for sure. But we haven't been the Lions, though.
Yeah, 30 points. We scored 30 points for only the second time this season, and we still lost. I mean, at that point,
what do you do?
How can you actually believe?
I don't know. I guess it's just a homer in me. I'm the fan. You know what I mean? Like, I have to believe, and I feel that way.
Well, truth be told, I enjoyed that game. I don't really want the Bears to win because I want them to make changes to their coaching staff.
Right,
so
of course.
So they did that. And I still had to watch the game. And the nice thing about this game was that at least it was over in the fourth quarter as opposed to the first quarter like it has been the last few weeks.
Yeah. I don't know. That kind of feels like a little more disappointing, though. It kind of feels like they're dangling the carrot and then taking it away at the last minute. That's not fair either.
Maybe for you, but I want a cool $15. So it's my bet.
So you
might want to come out a winner every time.
You mentioned making changes in the coaching staff. The number two trend on Twitter for the entire state of Illinois yesterday was fire everyone after the game. So this is obviously not a situation where everyone needs to be fired. But in Waleed Ismail of footballabsurdity.com's opinion, who needs to go?
Everyone. No, I'm 100% on board with that. Do you remember the Fifth Element? Or no, not the Fifth Element. The Professional. I picture what's his name? Damn it. such a good actor, too.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up on the air. I'm glad.
You know what? Yeah, I brought it up. Like, there's a specific scene where he's in The Professional where the one drug dealer guy's like, "Everyone!"
Okay.
That's what I picture. But, yeah, it doesn't translate. I had a good, I had a thought. I went with it, and I've decided that it was the wrong thought. So they can't all be bullseyes. I apologize for that. Look, everyone needs to go. Ted Phillips needs to be fired, the president, because he's been president for a lot of this mess, and there needs to be organizational changes to the structure of how they handle things if they're going to ever get better. That means you get rid of the president, who then gets rid of the GM, who probably should get rid of the coach, because if you hire a new GM, you should be allowed to hire his new coach. But if you don't do that, you're just making more problems. So, no, fire everyone. Everyone needs to go.
Including Pagano?
What has Pagano done?
I don't know.
Pagano has taken one of the most talented defenses, and they're just okay. Pagano's overrated. I've not been enjoying what he's doing.
Okay.
We're not getting sacks. We're not getting turnovers. We're not doing things. And to be fair to the defense, the offense is putting them in terrible positions.
Well, yeah, they're exhausted.
No, everyone needs to go.
So what about on the field then? You know, we talked about the coaching staff, but who needs to go on the field? I could tell you one name right now, and I want to know if we're thinking of the same name. So you go first.
Oh, Charles Leno.
Yes! Yes!
I mean...
Absolutely.
Well, I've been saying it's like both tackles need to go. Their tackles are garbage. They need to fix their offensive line so badly. It's unbelievable. Yeah, no. Leno, he had his holding penalty that he always has. It took him like two quarters. I was actually surprised how few penalties the Bears had. It's almost like if you don't get penalties, your team is in a better position to win. That goes down to coaching, so... Yeah, no, fire everyone.
There have been so many sacks that I've seen that have been directly that guy's fault. That guy's the first person I would fire. Number one.
Yeah. No, yeah, and the fact is, when they gave him a contract extension a few years ago, I know everyone I knew was just kind of like, all right, why? Like, you gave him decent money. You didn't pay him, like, top-tier left tackle money, but at the same time, like, he should have been a position you were identifying as a weakness and that you were going to have to eventually replace. You don't extend people like that, which is, that falls on Ryan Pace and why he needs to be fired.
All right, so we're running out of time. So real quick, the final four games, do the Bears just go for a straight 10-game losing streak to finish out the year? Do you think that's what's going to happen?
I think it's very unlikely. It's really hard to lose that many games, and especially because the Bears have some talent. I mean, who are they playing next week? Is it Jacksonville?
No, I think Texans are next.
Texans and Jacksonville. Texans, God, I'm going to have a lot to say next week when the Texans beat the Bears, when Deshaun Watson beats whichever sack of crap quarterback that we put out there.
I mean, at this point, our only other option is Bray, and we saw what he could do briefly earlier this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So much worse.
Yeah, so there's not much hope, and whatever hope there is, as we know, is a lie. And we gotta leave it right there, Waleed. We're out of time. But visit Waleed on the Twitter at IamTheWaleed. Visit the website footballabsurdity.com for fantasy tips and more. And thanks again, Waleed. Appreciate that.
Thank you for having me. And remember, hope is a lie.
It is. Thank you very much.
It's Kev on the Morning X.
Time for your celebrity dump.
Ooh. That's juicy.
Nice sound effect, right? But it's also supposed to come with the music bed. I don't know why it didn't. There it is. Thanks for the delay, Joey Dick. I appreciate that. My producer. It's his fault, not mine. All right, Chelsea. Welcome aboard, first of all, for your first celebrity dump.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
I'm happy to have you. So here's the story. Tom Brady's house was burglarized. Now, we know that Tom Brady is spending some time in Tampa this year, but this was his house in Massachusetts. A guy broke in with the intent to steal, but instead fell asleep on the couch.
What?
Yeah, he said he would have used the air mattress, but it was slightly deflated. So,
that was a good one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That sucks for Tom Brady. But, you know, don't move to Florida.
Well,
that's
what
you get, right?
And karma.
Right.
Come on.
That's what you get for cheating, Tom. Not saying he's a cheater, but he's a cheater.
Yeah, he is.
Speaking of cheaters, Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, says that she learned something from her mother's involvement in the Varsity Blues scandal. She said that she has learned it is wrong for rich people to use their money as an influence to get their kids into college. She says she'd rather return to the old tried and true method of death threats. I don't know about that, but yeah, I mean, obviously, I hope you would learn something from this, right?
Right. Even though she's probably putting this on social media and making money off of it anyways.
Right. And she's probably like, I'll just won't get caught. That's probably her thought process.
Oh, for sure.
Actually, Chanel had a fashion show over the weekend. You know, the brand Chanel.
Yep.
They had their fashion show over the weekend. They did a live video of the event. And the only person in attendance in person was actress Kristen Stewart.
Wait, what?
Of Twilight fame. Yeah. The only person there in person. The event usually attracts around 300 people, and the other 299 opted out this year, not because of COVID, but because they heard Kristen Stewart was going to be there.
I probably would have opted out, too.
I can't think of a person I would want to hang out with less than
right.
Kristen Stewart. She's cute or whatever. She's pretty, but she is boring.
She's so awkward, too.
Awkward and boring, like just flat-faced all the time, emotionless.
Yep.
Act like you want to be there, Kristen.
Right.
Come on. Finally, the Kardashians have canceled their annual Christmas party for the first time since 1978. Many fans have speculated that the party was canceled because of the scrutiny that Kim and Kendall have come under for their sort of tone-deaf parties this year. But a source has confirmed that the party was actually canceled because they heard Kristen Stewart was going to be there. Boom. Got her. And that is your celebrity dump.
We interrupt this program to increase dramatic tension.
104.9.
Say it! Say it!
The Morning X.
That guy's a tool.
You're a tool.
Tool of the day.
And as always, powered by Retool of Rockford, where they buy, sell, and trade tools. It's time for today's Tool of the Day. Yes. Another dumbass. And this dumbass, as usual, comes from Florida. A couple named Rick and Danette Skutak in the village's retirement community in Florida. Bunch of old, rich, white people, basically. Well, this couple entered a contest to win a golf cart from their favorite vodka makers, Fuzzy Vodka. And out of the 11,000 people who entered, they were selected. Let's give them another round of applause. Fuzzy Vodka people personally dropped the golf cart off as their neighbors cheered and clapped, and everything was just wonderful for Rick and Danette. Well, somebody should have told Danette that just because you won the golf cart from a vodka company doesn't mean it's okay to drive the golf cart wasted on vodka. She took some people on a joyride while drunk and flipped the golf cart, sending one of her passengers to the hospital. Come on, Danette. Cops came, gave her a DUI, and took her to tool jail. Let's give her one final round of applause, shall we? That's an extra dose of dumb. Don't be a tool like Danette here, but the right tool for your job is at Rockford Retool, East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. They buy, they sell, they trade tools. Go see my good friend Dave. Tell him the Morning X sent you, or visit him online at rockfordretool.com.
It's Kev.
Love that guy.
On 104.9.
Lock in.
The Morning X.
Chelsea, do you have Netflix?
I do.
You do? Okay. So, I don't know about this. Did this happen to you? Recently, they raised their rates a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's like $17.99 now, I think.
And some people, it's like $13.99. Some people, it's still $12.99. I got two questions. Number one, why doesn't everybody have the same price for Netflix?
Right.
And number two, how high are you willing to go before you say, that's it, I'm not paying for it anymore, I'm canceling?
I feel like right now, because I'm at $17.99, I'm about to cancel.
If it goes up anymore?
Anymore.
Yeah. But The Office is still on there, and there's so many shows that I'm like, should I cancel? Because I love these shows. It's a difficult decision for me because Netflix keeps raising the rates.
Yep.
I think they assume that we're all just going to keep watching.
And we're just going to take it.
Because,
we're just going to pay.
Because they have those shows that we can't miss. And they have those great original series, those great original movies. But there are so many other streaming services now that have great content as well.
Well, and it's going back to what you said about The Office, because The Office actually won't be on Netflix that much longer.
And that might be my point where I'm like, okay, I don't need this anymore, because
and the Peacock isn't that much.
No, I mean, and you know, the Peacock, with a lot of people, if you have Xfinity, I mean, you watch Peacock for free. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So most people, anyway, I think, not like the Peacock Premium or whatever, yeah, but like it's a version of Peacock, and I'm guaranteed The Office is going to be on it.
Right.
So how long are we going to need Netflix for? But they just keep jacking up the price. You get that email. They did it like twice over the past couple of months. When is enough enough?
Gosh, I literally, when I got that email, I had to stop myself. Well, actually, my partner Kayla did, because she's like, you're not going to be a Karen. I was going to call them and say, are you serious? You are really jacking this up? I'm going to write a letter. Who's your CEO?
You should have Karened out on him. Sometimes Karen is right. I'm going to say that right now. Sometimes Karen is right.
Sometimes.
I will say that. Put the question on Facebook. How much is too much for Netflix? My limit is 20. If they go up to 20, I'm canceling.
Yep.
$20. I will not pay higher than that.
Me either.
Unless they bring me some really premium content.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm at the point where if there are like four TV series that if I just buy them on DVD, I won't need any streaming service. Because I realize I only watch like four. I have HBO Max just for South Park. Hulu just for Seinfeld. I have Netflix just for The Office. If I just buy all the DVDs, I can cancel all this stuff and save a ton of money.
And you can buy the DVDs for probably $17.99.
I know.
The
a lot,
whole
everything. Frasier. I guarantee you can find that for like $25.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I have Roseanne. I paid like $30 for that, the whole thing. Yeah, this was before the racist thing that Roseanne did. But still, you know, she got my money anyway. So I guess there's nothing I can do about that. So I put it on Facebook here. How much is too much for Netflix? And we got some responses here. James says they're pushing the envelope now, which, yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they definitely are. And they're just going to keep nudging it up on us. Dan says the limit was beyond the free trial for me. You obviously didn't watch Black Mirror, sir.
Right.
Yeah. Gary says my limit came when they raised it a couple years ago. He's dropped it and hasn't gone back since. Good for you.
Right. Good. Stand your ground.
Right. He saw the threat coming a mile away.
Yeah, he did.
He got out early. Scott says 20 is his limit. I agree, Scott. Corey says 13. And, you know, Brian may have the best response here. He says, when my baby's mama tells me to get my own account. And you know what? I kind of think maybe that might be the problem for Netflix, is that a lot of people password share.
Yeah.
And maybe they're losing a ton of money on that.
Literally, we password share. And I remember going on my Netflix and it says, you have too many people logged in right now. I pay $17.99.
Yes, if I want me, my mother-in-law, Jesus Christ, and the Easter Bunny all to watch Netflix at the same time, you better let me, because you're jacking up the price.
You got it.
Take it from Karen. I'll tell you. Josh is on the phone. Josh, are you paying for Netflix or what?
No. Oh, hell no. That's too much.
Do you have any streaming services, or do you just watch whatever?
To be honest, I mean, I work 81 hours weekly, so I really don't have time to watch TV and all that.
Jeez, you're a hard worker.
Yeah, that's
yeah, I know, right? You want to hear something about irony, man? So a couple days ago, I went to Florence, Alabama, right? And I went, like, I was going 46 on a 45, right? And this officer pulled me over, Officer Lopez, that you're speeding. He gave me a ticket, right? Well, this same officer 2 days ago got arrested for trafficking meth in Pensacola.
Okay.
Yeah. And I went to go visit him yesterday, and I told him, hey, man, am I still speeding? And I flicked him off, and he got pissed off.
Oh, my God.
That's probably not a good idea. Haven't you called me with a story before getting in trouble with the law for that kind of attitude, Josh?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That goes right along with our topic of how much is too much for Netflix, so I really appreciate that story, Josh.
Y'all take it easy, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's the Morning X This Week, powered by Expert Electronics.
Joined now by Mr. Matt Hall in studio, and it is time for Rockford Misconnections. We've established this. Craigslist, not a great place to be looking for love, right, Matt Hall?
Of course. But, you know, it is the holidays, so I'm hopeful.
I don't know why you're still doing it, but we've been over this. It's not safe, Matt.
It's not, but it can be fun, I guess. Maybe.
And just so happens the first one here is another one that could very well be Matt Hall, because it is from the Walmart in DeKalb.
Oh, hey. That's where I live.
Matt Hall coming all the way out here from DeKalb.
That's a big commute every day.
So this one says, we crossed each other's paths a few times, I say tomes because that's how he spelled it. We crossed each other's paths a few tomes and stared at each other every time. Stared, spelled like stairs that you climb, not stare like I look at you.
Even better.
Yeah. It says, I was the older male. You were a younger, full-figured lady.
Ooh.
How about you? Or it says, I know what I want to do. How about you?
That's so creepy. Well, to be fair, it's hard not to stare in Walmart. Like, at the people in there. Like, there is a wide variety of people to look at Walmart. And yeah. Sometimes I get caught looking myself.
Have you ever been to peopleofwalmart.com?
I've seen that, too. That's all pretty accurate, I would say.
You want to waste a good couple of hours. Check out peopleofwalmart.com, mm-hmm. because you're going to find some interesting pictures in there.
Yeah, you will.
Well, Matt, I hope you find your full-figured lady.
That's not me. There's spell. I have spell check, so I didn't write that one.
You take the time to make sure your posts are spelled right.
Yes, if I want to write a creepy post, you better bet your ass it's going to be grammatically correct, all right?
I'm proud of you. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. I'm actually very impressed.
Thank you. I do it every tome.
This one says... You did it. Well done. This one says, looking for calendar models.
Oh, all right.
Says, I'm looking for potential calendar models who need to make ends meet in this pandemic. Ladies, inquire within. First of all, don't say ladies like that. Ladies, inquire within. I'm looking for some nice calendar models to photograph.
This guy's making his own calendar? Like, on what basis?
Yeah, are you releasing this calendar?
Exactly. Is it for his own personal use, or what's happening here?
Let me just give you a tip, and I'm sure I'm confident in the ladies of the Rockford region that they would not fall for this. But in case not, let me just point this out. If this were a real modeling agency looking for calendar models, they would not be in the misconnection section on Craigslist, I promise you.
Yes, I'm going to guess that modeling involves some sort of casting couch or something, maybe, possibly.
Yeah, or you'll knock on the door, hi, I'm here for the calendar model shoot.
Hey, great, it's just down in the basement.
Yes.
I got all set up downstairs. Don't worry. Everything's fine.
Welcome to Stabby's Modeling Agency. That's terrifying.
Help me move this couch into my van real quick and we'll get started.
Finally, this one says, White Stallion. It's out of Rockford. White purebred horse is looking for a nice brown or black horse to mate with. Wants to make a beautiful mixed horse or two. If you're interested, please get back to me.
I like the analogy. I mean, he's just putting it out there.
But he finishes very serious.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking for serious interests and replies. This horse is very close to Rockford.
Oh. He's got a little horsepower under the hood there, huh? He wants to... What is wrong with people? What makes a person write these ads? I don't understand.
I don't either. But to me, it's wonderful.
It is pretty great.
Because this guy's just like, hey, I'm a horse. You want to come do horse things with me? Yeah!
Come on by my stable. I'll show you a good time.
I'm looking to make some interracial horse babies. Woo, woo, woo.
I kind of want to respond and see what he says.
I can guarantee this is how that's going to go. Hi, I'm Matt. I'm here for the horse boning.
Come on in. It's just downstairs in my basement.
Well, that's going to do it for Rockford Misconnections this week. Whether you are the man who can't spell looking for his Walmart lover, his full-figured Walmart lover, or you're looking for calendar models to quote-unquote photograph, actually, I'm going to leave him off this list. But if you're the horse guy looking for other horses to bone, I hope you find what you're looking for. Not the calendar model guy, because that's just gross.
Nay.
Nay, exactly. Matt Hall driving home the dad jokes this morning. I love it.
You got it. Every tome, Kev. Every tome.
Every tome. That's Rockford Misconnections.
We interrupt this program to increase dramatic tension. 104.9.
Say it! Say it!
The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. It's Kevin. We are nearing the end of this god-awful year. Thank God, you guys.
Thank God.
Couldn't come sooner.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But this was obviously a big year. A lot of things happened. A lot of people on TV, on the news, speaking out loud. And I have in front of me a list of the top 10 most notable quotes of 2020. things that people said on TV or otherwise, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read you the quotes, and I want you to see if you guys can remember or know who said these quotes.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Well, we'll start with number 10. We are all Lakers today. Who said we are all Lakers today?
LeBron James.
Probably an announcer. Like, I don't know who the basketball announcers are.
Well, the way that Kevin didn't even give me a yes or no, I think it might not be LeBron James.
It's not LeBron.
It's not a basketball player.
It's
Marv Albert.
It wasn't the creepy.
We are all Lakers today.
Magic Johnson. Yeah.
Not Magic Johnson. It was actually Doc Rivers.
Oh.
The coach.
Yeah, that was a sad time.
Yeah, I mean, that kicked off the whole thing, if you remember. The 2020 was going fine. Kobe died, and that was it.
Yep. Yeah.
From there, it was a whirlwind of crap.
Sure was.
Who said, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier?
Uh-huh.
This was in the news. I remember this, thinking, like, what an insult.
I'm going to go with our president, our fearless leader.
Chelsea,
I feel
guess?
Like it might be Joe Biden.
Chelsea's right. It was Joe Biden. Yeah.
Yes.
No way.
He said that to a student at a campaign event in New Hampshire.
He did? He called somebody a dog face?
You were a lying dog face pony soldier.
Well, now I don't know what to think. My whole world is just turned upside down.
Okay, so this was in reference to schools reopening in a news briefing. Who said, the science should not stand in the way of this?
I know this one. It's Betsy DeVos.
No, it's not Betsy. It's not Betsy.
Dr. Fauci.
It wasn't Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci would want science to stand in the way of it. But no, it was McEnany. Kayleigh McEnany. You know the...
Who's that?
The press secretary.
The hot one?
The young girl.
Just say the hot press secretary.
Yeah, then
okay,
I know who you're
talking
about.
Find the hot press
Thank
secretary.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that so hard?
Come on, you pony soldier.
Who are you calling a pony soldier?
Okay, here's another one. Who said, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Oh, I know this one. It was Biden.
Yeah, it was Biden. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say Kanye West.
No, but I mean, I guess.
That would have been a good guess, too.
I guess he got, 60,000 votes, Kanye?
He got 80,000 people in this country thought, you know what? Yeah, I'll vote for him.
Freaking pony soldiers.
Okay, who said, my most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed?
These are all political. I don't know politics.
Trump.
It wasn't Trump. Let me read it again. My most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed.
Was it somebody on the Supreme Court?
So who died this year and was replaced? Yes, Matt, you're on the right track.
RBG.
That's right. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'm going to assume that you didn't just say the initials because you didn't know her name.
Yes, you can assume that. Go ahead.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I knew it started with an R.
All right, yeah, and these are mostly political because this was an extremely political year.
Oh, yeah. You think so?
Yeah. This one's, I will never lie to you. You have my word on that. Who said that?
That's from a movie.
Here's a hint. It's already been mentioned. This person has already been mentioned this so far.
They said, I will never lie to you, and I bet they did lie.
I will never lie to you. You have my word on that.
I feel like that's something Trump would say.
I feel like it's like an actor. I feel like it's like a Brad Pitt or a Matthew McConaughey type person.
Yeah, it's already been mentioned. we didn't mention any of those people so far.
Okay.
Come on, stay with us, Matt.
It's the Donald then.
No, it's not him. And he hasn't been one of the answers yet. And surprisingly enough, it's actually Kayleigh McEnany again.
Oh, hot press secretary.
The hot press secretary.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes. Okay.
I knew that.
All right. Who said this? If you don't get this, I'm going to hit you both. I see the disinfectant that knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning?
We both know who it is. All right. It's the hot press secretary. No. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Just it's our fearless leader.
Yes.
President Trump.
Just drink bleach. It's cool. I do it all the time.
All right. Since we're on that track, one day it's like a miracle. It will disappear. Who said it?
Him again.
Yep.
Uh-huh. That's two in a row for him.
All right. Now this is a big one. Who said, I can't breathe?
George Floyd.
Yes, it was George Floyd, which kicked off the other major event this year. Just the massive riots across the country. Crazy year.
Has been the, you know, that story about aliens coming to town here, you know, they're not coming. If they look down on Earth.
Well, the monoliths are here, man.
I know another one popped up.
They've been monitoring us, and they're like, maybe we shouldn't maybe we shouldn't land here.
They fly by Earth, and they lock the windows on their spaceship. They're like, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and keep going.
So Fred Shapiro, he's an associate director of the Yale Law School Library, was tasked with picking these quotes, the most notable quotes of 2020, and this was the number one quote of the year. Who said it? And I'm sure many people have said this. But who was the one they are quoting here? Wear a mask.
Go.
Fauci?
Gotta be Dr. Fauci.
It was definitely Dr. Fauci, but literally everybody's been saying it.
Yep.
Everybody.
Well, now, yeah. That's the general consensus.
I feel like a lot of people were on board with masks to start. Just the people who were against it were a lot louder, right?
Right. That's all. For sure. Soon it's going to be hazmat suits.
Yeah. Maybe they should. I need you all to wear a hazmat suit just for a little while. It's going to be good.
And drink bleach.
I
want that Iron Man costume at this point, man.
If I could wear an Iron Man costume all the time, then you'd know it. That would be so cool if they made us do that. Yeah. You all have to wear Iron Man costumes. Fine. I'm okay with it.
Well, thank you, too, for joining me. I appreciate that. And here's to kicking 2020 right in the balls out the door, huh?
Yeah, screw you, 2020.
1049, The Morning X.
Joined now by Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to The Morning X.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Good. I'm doing well. Hi, and yourself?
I'm good. I'm just getting my day going, and it's pretty nice out so far. So
yeah, it's probably going to be the last nice day of the year, to be honest.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's 55 and sunny today. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take the dog for an extra long walk today. That's what's going to happen. So.
Aw, a little chewy.
Well, unfortunately, the weather is not going to hold up for the weekend, but there's got to be some fun stuff to do anyway, right?
Yeah, and we're Midwesterners, right? So we know how to handle ourselves in the winter. So I'm fully...
We should.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, some of the events are indoors, too. So let's get into it. So first off, you know, we've been talking a lot about To Go Tuesdays each week. This is our 11-week campaign on social media to help support our restaurant business owners right now during this time, and we're in week 10 already. So if you want to head on over to Artisan Pub in South Beloit, that is our featured restaurant of the week. On Friday, we're going to be giving away a $25 gift certificate around noontime to a lucky winner. Basically, all you have to do is between now and tomorrow in the midday, you just go out if you're out and about grabbing some local food, take a photo, use hashtag To Go Rockford, hashtag Go Rockford, post it up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You're immediately eligible to win.
My mouth is watering. Every time we start talking about food, I'm like, oh, I need to eat.
I know. And this food, actually, in this Go Guide, this picture of this To Go Tuesday, it looks really, really good. So.
It looks like it's like prime rib or something. It looks real good.
It's yummy. So that's going on this week. And then we have one more week of this before we wrap it up so you could win that gift card.
So
that is going on. Our friends over at Atwood Center, they're hosting on Saturday, 12 to 2, the In the Outdoors Hootin' Holidays. So
Ooh.
If you're looking for something to do, I know, with the family and friends, head on over there. You can go and learn a lot about birds of prey and raptors in our northern Illinois area.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Did you say raptors? Like velociraptors?
Not like
those. Like from Jurassic Park?
Yeah. No, they don't have those.
Are we in danger? What's happening here?
You always take it to that next level, Kev.
Well, yeah, I am known to do that, but you know, yeah. when you think raptor, you got to think dinosaurs at this point.
There's
going
to be rumors. The rumor mill is going to be rolling. No, we don't have any velociraptors.
They've got live dinosaurs at Atwood Center. Watch out.
They said it on the radio.
Yeah, I'm sure that's scientifically viable. Sure.
Exactly. No, that is not what we'll be seeing here. But nonetheless, it'll be a great time. So head on over. You do have to pre-register for this event if you're interested in attending, of course, for safe social distancing purposes. But for more information on that, check out Rockford Park District Atwood Center there. And yeah, it should be a good time.
That sounds like a good time, actually.
Now, this is really fun and interesting for those that want to build in a little educational component to their fun. Sunday at 1 o'clock, Midway Village Museum, they've done a great job of hosting a lot of variety of events. This one's great. It's a Zoom opportunity. So basically, you're going to pick up your lunch at Machine Shed. They're partnering with them. It's a carryout option, and you are going to head back home, get on the Zoom by 1 o'clock, and you're going to learn about President Lincoln's favorite foods while eating and enjoying. You're going to learn about the food he would have eaten. You're going to have the similar type of food. They're going to learn about customs and the origins of the past.
That's interesting. I wonder how they know that. I mean, did Lincoln keep a journal? How do you know what food he loved? Is that on record?
It must be. And so Machine Shed's recreating it for you, so you can enjoy that, and then you can learn about it. So I think that's really fun, something totally different. Of course, Midway Village Museum would come up with a creative idea like this. So good for them.
That's fascinating.
So, yeah, so that's going on. And then right after that, from 2 to 3, we've got Rockford Art Museum, who's hosting their online Dragons RAM Cartoon Club, which is so cute. So basically, an instructor is going to sit down and teach you. You know, you're going to have your white piece of paper, your blank page. You're going to have your markers, your tools. And then they're going to teach you from scratch how to actually create a beautiful dragon, color it in, and then you're going to have that picture to give to somebody. So I think that's sweet.
That's awesome.
And it's great for the kids, too. So that'll be a nice family activity for you.
Never mind the kids. That's great for me. I do not know how to draw at all. I draw very badly. Without instruction, if I drew you a dragon, you'd be like, that is a weird-looking chicken. That's what,
weird-looking chicken.
Yeah, that's what would happen. So, like, I could actually probably benefit from this.
I love it. I know. That's kind of how I feel, too. So, and, you know, right now, coloring is a great stress reliever. So this is a great opportunity for that.
It is. That's why they have adult coloring books. Did you know that?
Oh, I have plenty. And now that we have our kids, I find that when we start to color, I'm the one that's coloring more. And I'm, you know, 20 minutes have gone by and I'm still coloring and she's on to something else.
That's usually what happens. And that's not anybody's fault. Adults just have longer attention spans. That's all.
And I just love to color. It's so much fun. So, and this is a great way to get your creative juices flowing. And then, of course, this is not the only opportunity. They're going to have a couple more of these opportunities as well. And I think it's great for the family bonding time and that experience at home too. So
sounds great.
There you go. So that's what's going on.
All right. Anything that Andrea just talked about or more is at GoRockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
The one and the only
104.9.
Take a listen.
The Morning X.
This is Kev, and on our Facebook page at DX Rockford, we're looking for your participation. Let's have a little bit of fun here. Change a word, ruin a Christmas song. Some of my suggestions were Santa Claus is coming to kill, Jeff's nuts roasting on an open fire, and here comes Satan Claus. Change a word, ruin a Christmas song. Now, some of our listeners have chimed in on Facebook with some great responses. William says, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Drunkard. Yes, well done. Often drunkards are red-nosed, in my observation. We wish you would do the dishes. Randy, nailed it. Love it. We wish you would do the dishes. Yes, sometimes we really do. Brittany says, have a really blank Christmas. Can't say it on the air, but still funny. Jeremy, Frosty the Killer. Oh, a couple of Frosty ones here. Jeremy said Frosty the Killer. Christopher said Frosty the Stripper, which would be hot. And Kevin says Krusty the Snowman. Oh, that sounds kind of gross. Justin chimed in with Silent Fart. Well done. Silent but deadly. And Ed says, walking in my winter underwear. Well done, guys. You can still chime in forever, because it will live on our Facebook page at The X Rockford.
It's Kev.
Now, what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
You are fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Fake news.
It's fake. Phony. Fake.
Disgraceful.
Fake.
Disgraceful.
False and fake.
False and fake.
False and fake.
That was false and fake.
Pile of garbage.
Pile of fake.
China.
False and fake.
Okay. The longest intro on planet Earth.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
But we're back with Fake News Friday. Matt Hall is here. I bring him in for this because he does the news on Mondays on our show and thinks he's so smart about news.
I'm very smart. I'm SMRT. So super smart.
So we want to see if he can tell the difference between real and fake news headlines. So here we go. Not wasting any time. Right into it. Headline number one. Real or fake? Breakdancing to be an official Olympic sport in 2024.
I know this one is real because I just know it. I saw it on the news. I know it's real.
It is real. That's right. Breakdancing is going to make its official Olympic debut in Paris in 2024. The event name will be Breaking.
Breaking?
Yes. What was wrong with breakdancing?
I don't know.
Too long?
I don't know, but I like the idea of breakdancing. Although, if you think about it, it's just TikTok dancing. So now TikToking is making its way to the Olympics, pretty much.
No, dude, this was invented in the 70s in the Bronx. It has nothing to do with TikTok.
Oh, so it's not like TikTok dance. It's actual breakdancing where you spin on your head and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's tough. Pretty cool.
It's easy to be like, that's stupid, but you need to be in shape to be able to break
dance.
No,
dancing is tough. Like, to be a really good dancer, don't get me wrong.
Any kind of dancing.
Yes, I'm terrible at dancing.
And breakdancing is probably the hardest one to do well.
The Olympic gold medal, to win it for breakdancing, would be awesome.
Yeah, what's the judging criteria? Who like the style points for best cut down. Who can yell "You got served" the loudest?
You got served, and now the country that got served today. That's funny.
The most legit boombox. How does that work?
The judges are celebrity judges, maybe.
That would be fun. It'd be just like a reality show.
It's pretty much what it is.
So you think you could dance, sucka, whatever. headline number two. Real or fake, Kellogg's debut first hot dog flavored cereal called Frankie Flakes.
You know what? I'm just going to say yes, because that seems like something that could happen this year.
Oh, nope. Fake headline. Made it up. Although Frankie Flakes, perfect name for that.
Frankie Flakes?
Yeah.
Is he like an artist or a singer or something?
Hi, I'm Frankie Flakes, and this is a country music festival.
Oh, he's country.
Sounds Hello. Country.
My new hit by the new number one song from Frankie Flakes.
Headline number three, real or fake, 96% of people say ugly Christmas sweaters are a turn-on.
You know, I'm going to go with true because they are. I mean, what a conversation starter at a party or something.
That's right. This was a real headline. 96% of single people say ugly Christmas sweaters are a turn-on, and according to a new survey, 42% of people who don't usually make the first move say they're more likely to start a conversation.
Oh, how about that?
If they can use the ugly sweater as an icebreaker. For me, conjures up too many Bill Cosby images in my head. I can't get past that.
What if we did ugly Christmas masks instead this year? and then you could go over there. Hey,
I mean, that's a great idea.
And then, hey, is that hand sanitizer in your pocket? Or are you just, what do you say to go back to my place and wash our hands, huh? Does that turn you on?
I'm not going to say I know this from experience, but hand sanitizer, not great lube. Let me just put that out there.
It burns! It burns!
Headline number four, final headline. Real or fake, Matt Hall. Drugs recalled after mix-up between depression meds and erectile dysfunction meds.
God, I hope that's true.
It is true.
All right. Alrighty. And hilarious.
Pharmaceutical distributor Avcare is voluntarily recalling 100 milligrams of sildenafil, the little blue pill, and 100 milligrams of trazodone tablets after a bit of a product mix-up. It seems the tablets were inadvertently packaged together. They were bottled by a third-party vendor. That's why you can't trust third parties. And if you don't know, sildenafil is Viagra, which is used for erectile dysfunction, and trazodone is used to treat depression. Unintentional consumption of sildenafil can pose serious health risks for those underlying health issues, lowering your blood pressure, dangerous levels for prescription nitrates, that kind of thing. But they have not received any reports of adverse events related to this recall, just up for a bunch of sad dudes with boners all of a sudden.
So one pill will make you happier. One pill will make you really happier.
And your wife will love it. If your depression lasts for more than 4 hours, call a doctor.
There it is. That's the joke.
And that's Fake News Friday.
It's Kev on the Morning X. Weekdays 5 to 10 a.m. Powered by Expert Electronics on 104.9 The X.